How's it going, everyone? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In this episode, it is actually part two of three of an interview I did with a fellow personal trainer and podcaster, Nate Slegger, from Begin Within Podcast. In this episode, we go into his free ebook he gives out called 5 Ways to Stop Wrecking Yourself. And a few of them, I guess, being a personal trainer, as I should, but there was a couple that were very interesting, and I think hits very home to some of you. So check it out.
Nate, let's move on to the next topic. We want to talk about a little book that you have to offer also, but it's a cool episode to go on anyways, but it's called The 5 Ways to Stop Wrecking Weight Loss. I love it. Tell us more about that, and I don't know how much you want to get into those 5 ways, let the listeners get the book, but I'll let you.
So the book, you can get the book at beginwithin.fit/ebook. The book itself is an effort for me to try to start helping people to have more awareness around the five things that impact results at least as much as, if not more than, actual exercise. And so many of our clients come to us first with weight loss goals. Like, that's the thing that's really frustrating them. That's the thing that they want to see. That's the needle they want to see move. Mm-hmm. But the things that we talk about in that book will not just impact weight loss. Like, if somebody doesn't have that as a goal, they're the things that are going to, the areas of life that are going to impact your health, impact your wellness, and whatever marker it is of health and wellness that you want to track, these things are going to, they're going to affect it. And where we kind of came up with them was as a group, and this is in the brick and mortar gyms, we were looking at what our clients were doing, how much they were accomplishing, people were working out regularly, working really hard in the gym. And we started to say, like, we want to help support them outside of their workouts. What are the areas of life that we don't do necessarily, right? We're not mm-hmm. experts on. We're experts on movement, exercise, weightlifting, however you want to look at that. But what are the areas that we need our clients to focus on outside of the gym in order to make sure that they're getting the most out of their time in the gym? And so we made it even simpler. We said, like, what are the things that if they were just totally ignoring them, that we would kick them out of the gym in order to do as a priority before they'd work out? Mm-hmm. My client comes in and says, oh, I'm ready for my workout, but I didn't sleep at all last night. I was up all night long. Like, I have been awake for 48 hours straight, but, like, let's work out. I would be like, nope. Susie, you gotta go sleep. Like, I think the hour you're going to spend with me, you should probably take a nap first. Like, forget about workouts today. Let's go take a nap. So I would send her for a nap. Yeah. I wouldn't go for a nap too, but you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So it was like, same. So then we're like, okay, what else is there? And we came up with five things, and anything else we came up with, it would fit under one of those five umbrellas. So here are the five. So again, exercise, forget about that one. That one's
not until you take care of this.
Important, right? So nutrition, right? I mentioned sleep, also hydration. So I was like, if my client came out, I haven't drank water in the last day, but let's work out. I'd be like, you gotta get hydrated first. Like, this is dangerous. So nutrition, sleep, hydration. And then we have two more, and we broke them into your relationship with yourself, ability to control emotions, stress, I think is probably the word that fits best for most people. I put it under the, like, mindfulness umbrella, but it really represents someone's relationship with themselves being in a healthy place. Because again, if somebody says, my stress is just off the charts, like, I'm just worried, my heart rate's elevated right now, I'm so anxious, but let's work out. I would say, like, Susie, let's sit down and talk. We gotta bring you down a little bit, right? Back to, like, baseline before we go and exercise. So relationship with yourself, and then relationship with others outside. And we include, like, nature with that, pets, like all these kinds of things that we know help us to have a healthier life, a more enjoyable life. But if it's out of balance, we're not taking care of it, it can cause us a lot of negative results. So that includes family members, that includes support from others, the environment that you set up with your support system at home. Like I mentioned, getting some sunlight, getting some time in nature, all those things impact our health. and sometimes much more quickly than we can get results from a workout. We can get results from taking a walk in the woods. Just go and breathe some fresh air. Get some sun on your skin. You get it. You're in California, right?
Yeah.
So,
but we're workaholics too. So a lot of us are cave dwellers in our jobs. So it's it's so easy, but so we're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that connection. I just call it connection in general with others, with nature, with the world around you. So those are the five. And those are the five things that we talk about in the book, how to begin to manipulate those variables. And then what I've done in the book is each of the chapters, I connect to at least three podcast episodes where we've had an expert on the show that knows a lot more than me about that area and can describe even more why it's so important to give that attention and how to begin doing so. So each chapter in that downloadable PDF has links to those podcast episodes so people can take it off the page and now continue to learn about those areas.
Yeah. And maybe they're only struggling in one of them, but that's a good place to start. You probably should look at all five, but you know, work on the one that you think you're suffering from, you have a better connection with. So I just know being over 40, you're over 40, our audience here is all over 40. And we know that's why you're listening to the podcast is, well, most people are struggling and they're doing as much as they can and they just don't know why they still can't shed that 5, 10, 15 pounds. And over 40, you're fighting the aging process. It's not fair, I know, but you need to work on all these other things. It's not just grinding the pavement in the gym anymore. Plus you got to worry about your joints and longevity. So you got to start thinking about more outside the box on health and wellness. So that's great.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Nate, how can my audience get a hold of you? They know that I'll put the book link in the podcast description, but what's the best website, social media? Where are you at these days?
Yeah. I mean, thanks for mentioning the book. That's awesome. Beginwithin.fit/ebook. Beginwithin.fit's obviously the main domain. You can find me on Instagram. And then of course the podcast, which is also Begin Within. And you can find that everywhere where you listen to podcasts.
Awesome. My audience always knows I put all these description links or these links in the podcast description so they can just click on it. And Nate, I just want to thank you once again for jumping on my show. I know I jumped on your show about a month ago and that's going to be airing soon, but hopefully we'll get you back on in maybe 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thanks for having me.
If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.
Hey, everyone. I would just like to thank each and every one of you for supporting my show. My numbers over the years have just been growing and growing on this podcast. One thing that could really help me and something you could do as a listener would be go onto iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Any other podcast service like Spotify and Podchaser is also great, but iTunes is really where the magic happens for us being podcasters. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.